We are in the Vav Mem Beis in the Mishnah. In a case of a leap year, when we have two others, we're supposed to lay the Megillah in the second other. The Mishnah says, Karu es Megillah b'Adar Rishon. Let's say someone laid the Megillah in the first Adar. At that point, they didn't know that there was going to be a second Adar. Beis Din didn't know they were going to make a leap year. Vinis Abra Shana. And then Beis Din decided, after the 14th of Adar, after they laid the Megillah already and celebrated Purim, that they have to make a second Adar. Do you have to read the Megillah again or not? Says the Mishnah, Koran Osa b'Adar Asheni, you have to reread the Megillah. Ain bein Adar Rishon l'Adar Asheni. There's no difference between the first Adar and the second Adar, Elokriyas and Megillah Matanas Lavyonim. Only Megillah has to be redone, and giving Matanas Lavyonim has to be redone. And the Ran says the same thing as by Mishloach Manos, that has to be redone as well. Says the Gemara, how the Indian say the Parshios, when it comes to the four Parshios that we lean around the Parsha of this, the holiday of Purim, the Parsha of Shkalim, Zachor, Para, and Achodesh, Zev Zeh Shavin, either of the months are okay, and if you leaned all four around the first Adar, you don't have to redo it in the second Adar. Money masnis in lotana kamba v'lo Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi v'lo b'shema Gamliel. Our Mishnah is not like any of these three Tanaim. Who are these three Tanaim? The Tani, the Brisa says, Karos ha-Megillah b'Adar Rishon, if someone leaned in the first Adar, v'nis Abra, Shana, and they made it a leap year, Koronos ha-Adar Sheni, if they reread the Megillah in the second Adar, Shekol mitzvah shenahagas b'sheni, all the mitzvahs that are supposed to be done in the second Adar, nohagas b'Rishon, you could do in the first Adar, chutz b'mikra Megillah, except for Megillah. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi, Yomer Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi says, "Ein korona saba adar sheni." You don't have to reread it in the second adar. Shekol mitzvah shenhekes b'sheni. All the mitzvahs that you're supposed to do or you can do in the second adar, hekes b'rishon. You could also do in the first adar. And since you learned it in the first adar, you don't have to reread the Megillah. Rishima Gamliel, Rishima Rabbi Yossi, Av korona saba adar sheni. No, you have to reread the Megillah in adar sheni. Shekol mitzvah shenhekes b'sheni, ein hekes b'rishon. The mitzvahs that you're supposed to do in the second adar, you cannot do in the first. Adar. The Gemara is going to ask in a minute, what was the difference between the first opinion and the third opinion of Shimon Gamliel? The Brisa continues, Vishavin behesped ubetainis. Everyone agrees that when it comes to eulogizing and fasting, Shasur and Bezeh Bezeh, they both hold true in the first Adar and the second Adar. I asked the Gemara, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Tanakama. Reb Shimon Gamliel is the Tanakama. Both of them said that if you landed in the first Adar, you have to repeat the Megillah in the second Adar. Says the Amar of Papa, Seder Parshios Yike Benai. The difference is regarding those four Parshios. The Tanakama, Savar Lechatchila B'Sheni. The first opinion held that ideally you're supposed to land it surrounding the second Adar. The Avad Barishim, but if you landed it in the first Adar, Avad. You did it. Bar Mikra Megillah, except for Mikra Megillah, the Af Agav, the Kar B'Rishon, even though you read it in the Rishon, Kar B'Sheni, you have to redo it in the second month. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi Savar, the second opinion in the Braisa, Afilu Mikra Megillah, Chachilu B'Rishon. Ideally, Megillah should be read in the first Adar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar, the third opinion, Afilu say the Parshios, Ikar B'Rishon, Kar B'Sheni. Even the four Parshios, if you did around the first Adar, you have to redo it in the second Adar. Says the Gemara, money. So who is our Mishnah like? Which one of these three opinions? E Tanakama, if you're going to say it's like Tanakama, Kashi Matanos. A Tanakama seemed to imply that the only thing you have to redo is Megillas Esther. But when it comes to Matanas Levionim, it's okay that you gave it in the first Adar. While our Mishnah explicitly says that you have to redo the Matanas Levionim as well. So our author cannot be Rabbi Lezer. I'm sorry, it cannot be the Tanakama. E Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi, Kashinami Mikra Megillah. It can't be Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi who says the Mikra Megillah is supposed to be laid in the first Adar. Amish explicitly says it's supposed to be done in the second Adar. But here, Shimon Gamliel, Kashin say the Parashios. If it's Shimon Gamliel, then you have a problem to say the Parashios, because Shimon Gamliel, we just said, holds that you have to repeat the four Parashios. While the first line of our Gemara made a diak in our Mishnah that the four Parashios you don't have to repeat in the second Adar. Says the Gemara, La'olam Tanakama, really it's Tanakama. You asked that the Tanakama did not require you to give Matanas Levionim again. The Tana Mikra Megillah, V'uadim Matanas Levionim. The Tana taught that you have to redo Mikra Megillah, and on our own we're supposed to understand that you have to redo Matanas Levionim as well, the Haba Hatalia, because both of those mitzvahs are linked together. V'ibay Seima, another opinion, La'olam Rishima Gamlili. Really, it could even be Rishima Gamlil. Ah, you said, how could it be Rishima Gamlil? Rishima Gamlil says you have to redo the four parashios, and we made a diak in our Mishnah that the four parashios do not have to be redone if it was done in the other Rishon. You misunderstood our Mishnah. Let's reread our Mishnah. The Mishnah said as follows: Ein bein arba asar sheva adar rishon liyadal sheva adar hasheni. There's no difference between the first adar and the second adar. Ela mikra Megillah umatanos. Hulling in Hesped with Tainus, the Diyuk is supposed to be that when it comes to Hesped and Tainus, eulogizing and fasting, Zevez Shavin, both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are the same. The Ilusada Parashios Lomairi was never talking about the four Parashios. You're not supposed to make a Diyuk from the Mishnah that anything to do with the four Parashios, and therefore it could be like Mishnah and Gamliel that the four Parashios have to be repeated. Amr B'chia Bar Avin, Amr B'yochanan Sehilchasak Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, Sh'am Mishur Reb Yossi, Elachaz Reb Shimon Gamliel. You have to redo the Mikra Megillah, and you have to redo the four Parashios, period. Amr Reb Yochanan, Ushnei Mikra Echa Darshu. In the Braisa, we had three opinions, but really, regarding Megillah, we had two opinions. One opinion was Rabbi Eliezer, who said that it's okay that you did it in the first Adar, and there's no reason to redo it in the second Adar. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel held, and the Tanakhama, that you have to do it because the Ikra time to lay in the Megillah is in the second month. So what's this machlokas, whether Megillah is supposed to be in the first of Adar or the second of Adar? So the Rabbi Yochanan says they both learned it out from a pasuk. They learned it out mikra echa darshu b'chol shana v'shana. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Yisavar. B'chol shana v'shana, that pasuk that says it every year and every year. Ma'chol shana v'shana, it's like every normal year when it's not a leap year. Adar hasamach l'shvat. You lay in the Megillah in Adar, which is the month that follows Shvat. Avkan Adar samach l'shvat. So to in a leap year, you should lay in the Megillah in the first Adar, which is closer to the month of Shvat. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Yisavar, b'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana, just like every year Adar hasamach l'Nisan, you lay during Adar, which is the month before Nisan. Avkan Adar hasamach l'Nisan. So too, it's Adar that's close to Nisan. I always like to say this is like the machlokas some people have in yeshivas. What do you do in the month of Adar? Is the month of Adar the last month of the winter's man? Is it the one that follows Shvat, or no? It's really the beginning of Bein Hazmanim, right before Nisan. Okay, but machlokas, how do we look at Adar? So Gemara says, Bishlam Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi Mistaver Taima. We understand Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi makes sense to aim avir and all mitzvos. You have a rule that when you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah now, you don't pass it over and push it to the next time. So therefore, we understand why he understood Shchol Shana V'Shana that it should be in the first Adar. Because you have a mitzvah opportunity now, do it now. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, my time, why did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say that we should view this as prior to Nisan, and why do we say then they should do it in the second month? Why don't we just do the mitzvah as fast as we can? Amar Rabbi Tavi, Taima Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mismach Geula Geula Adif. It's a very big hashkafic idea that it's better that the Geula, the redemption, the saving that we were saved from the Achashverosh and Haman in the times of Purim, we should make that as close to Yitzias Mitzrayim in Nisan as possible. We don't want there to be a month break. And that's why you learn B'chol Shana V'Shana to be in the second Adar. Rabbi Lazar Amar Taimed Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Miyacha. Another explanation for why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it should be in the second month. It says that it should be the second. We darshan from the word Hashenis that it is in the second month. Rashi says B'chodesh Hasheni. V'itzrich l'michta hashenis, v'itzrich l'michta b'chol shana, we're on the top of Zayin Amid Aleph, b'chol shana v'shana. We need two psukim, b'chol shana v'shana, and also hashenis to teach me the second month is the correct month to lay in the Megillah. D'imi b'chol shana v'shana, hava minu kikushan. Then we would have had our question, that we said, v'im avirin al mitzvahs, we don't try to pass up mitzvahs, do it in the first order, it's better to do it as fast as possible, when the mitzvah comes to your hands. Kamash m'lan hashenis, so we have the pasuk to tell me hashenis, the second month. V'yashmina hashenis, will just tell me hashenis to teach me that you lay in the Megillah in the second month. Hava amina b'tchila b'rishon u'b'sheni. We would have thought that maybe l'chatchila you should lay it twice in the other rishon and other sheni. Kamash malam b'chol shana v'shana. So we learn now, like chol shana v'shana, that you only do it one time. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Hayashenis, my avid lay. Blazer, Rabbi Yossi says that you lay in the Megillah in the first Adar. What does he do with the word Hashenis? Mibaylech Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. The Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Betchila, Kavu, B'Shushan. Originally, they celebrated, they instituted the holiday only in Shushan. But then there was a second letter that went out to say, do it in the entire world, celebrate everywhere. Amr Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Shalcha lahem Esther l'chachamim. Esther sent a letter to the chachamim, Kavuni l'doros. Make my holiday one to be celebrated forever. Shalchala, we can't do that. They sent him, I'm sorry, Esther, we can't do that. Kina at me'oreret aleinu lebeina umos. When the Goyim start seeing that you're celebrating the fact that they had a downfall, it's going to cause jealousy and it's going to cause major problems. Shalchalem, she said, don't worry about it. They all know about it already. Kvar kasvua ani al dibri hayomim l'machi madai paris. I'm already in the journals, in the history books of madai paris. So all the kids, they're going to be learning it in school. Everyone knows that we beat out the Goyim. So therefore, you don't have to worry if you celebrate. Some ask, what about Hanukkah? Why was it not a problem that we celebrate Hanukkah? No one was worried about instituting Hanukkah. That's also about the downfall of the Yevanim. So they answer because we could always tell the guy, no, we're only celebrating the miracle of the menorah. Even that's not true. The real miracle is the victory of the Ma'atim over the Rabbim. But there we have an excuse and we could say that really it was the miracle of the Hanukkah candles. Period. Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva, Masu. These four Amoraim taught. Now, this is a side point, almost like in parentheses. Bekuli Seder Moed, an entire Seder Moed, ki kol ki aizug, anytime we mention these four people, Chalufi Rabbi Yochanan, Umayav Rabbi Yonasan. Take out the Rabbi Yochanan's name and put in Rabbi Yonasan. Okay, now what do these four people teach? Shalchalahem, Esra Chachamim, they sent, Esther sent a letter to the Chachamim. Kisvuni Ladoros. Put me as one of the Kisvei HaKodesh, the holy books of the Torah, Navi, Ksuvim, put Esther as one of them. Shalchalah, she wrote to them, they wrote to her, Halo Kasafti Lcha Shalishim. The Pasuk says that we only mention three times the war against Amalek. So Shalishim, the lower vayim, we can't mention a fourth victory over Amalek, and we already have three times that it's mentioned. One in Sefer Shmos when Amalek came to conquer us. Another time in Sefer Dvarim when we re-mention the story, and one in Sefer Shmuel. So we can't mention your story, Esther. I'm sorry. Achamatzulo Mikra Kasav Batorah. They found another pasuk in the Torah that allowed them to include Esther to be one of the 24 Kisvei HaKodesh. The pasuk says Ksov. Ksov zos zikaron basefer. What does that mean? That's written by the Parsha of Amalek. Ksov zos masha katuv kan. Write what is written over here in Sefer Shmos. Ube Mishator, and also in Sefer Dvarim, because Sefer Dvarim is only a repeat of what happened in Sefer Shmos, therefore it's considered one. Zikaron masha katuv b'nevim. Include that which is written in Navi, Sefer Shmuel. Besefer, Basefer, Masha Katuv b'Megillah. We have this extra word, Basefer, to say you couldn't write down that which it says in the Megillah. Those are the three. Kitnai. The Gemara says, okay, but this is actually Machlokas Tanayim. Ksov Zos, Masha Katuv Kan. One, this opinion holds that Ksov Zos says, write down what was written in Sefer the story in Shmos. Zikaron, what does that teach me? Masha Katuv Misha Torah. You include that which it says in Sefer Dvarim, separate from Shmos. Basefer Masha Katuv B'Neviim, include that which it says in the Neviim. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Rabbi Yeshua holds, and there's therefore no room for Esther to be one of the Kisvei HaKodesh. Rabbi Elazar Amodai Omer, no, like we said before, Ksov Zos Masha Katuv Kan, Ube Misha Torah, include Shmos and Dvarim together. Zikaron Masha Katuv B'Neviim, Basefer Masha Katuv B'Megillah, period. Am Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, Esther Eina Metameis Yadayim. Rav Yehuda says that Esther, if you touch a Megillah's Esther, your hands don't become Tameh, and to touch Truma. That is an indicator whether something is one of the Kisvei HaKodesh. Then it's a Gemara Sugya in Masech HaShabbos and Daf Yudalit that the Rabbanan made a gzeira that if you touch any of the Kisvei HaKodesh, then your hands are Tameh, and if you touch the Truma, they become Tameh. Why did they do that? Because people in the olden days used to put their Truma next to Sifrei HaKodesh, so that you can remember that this food is kadosh, just like the Torah scroll, let's say, is kadosh, and then mice would come to eat the food, and while they were there, they would nibble away at the Kisvei HaKodesh, so they didn't want people to do that, so therefore they said that anyone who touches Kisvei HaKodesh, right away their hands become tummy, they're going to be tummy the truma, so you wouldn't put them next to each other, so you don't touch one and then touch the other. So the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that Esther is not Matame Yesiadayim tells us that it's not one of the Kisvei HaKodesh. L'meir d'savar Shmuel Esther la b'Ruach HaKodesh Nemra. It implies that Shmuel is of the opinion that Esther wasn't given over in Ruach HaKodesh. V'amar Shmuel, but doesn't Shmuel himself say Esther b'Ruach HaKodesh Nemra? It was said in Ruach HaKodesh. So the Gemara answers, Nemra Likros. The idea that the story of Purim has to be said over, that was commanded in Ruach HaKodesh. Similar to the Mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim at the Seder. We don't, the Haggadah isn't one of the 24 Kisvei HaKodesh, right? You just have to tell over the story. It happens, we have a book. You don't need the book. Just tell over the story. So, Ruach HaKodesh, it told us, tell over the story of Purim. V'lo nemar likasev, but lichtov. It wasn't said that you had to write it down and make it into one of the kisvei kodesh. Okay. Meisve, we have a question from a braisa. Rabbi Meir Omer Koheles Einu Mitame Yesidayim. Rabbi Meir says that Koheles isn't one of the kisvei kodesh, and therefore it doesn't mitame yesidayim. Machlokes b'shir shirim. It's a machlokes, the status of shir shirim. Rabbi Yossi Omer shir shirim mitame yesidayim. Rabbi Yossi holds that shir shirim is mitame yesidayim. Machlokes b'koheles, but there's a machlokes by Koheles. Shimon Omer Koheles mikuli b'shamay v'chumer b'sil. Rabbi Shimon says that Koheles is one of the leniencies of b'shamay. B'shamay is normally the stringent one. Here he's one of the lenient ones in the sense that he holds that Koheles does not mitame the yadayim, your hands, and mechumri beisilal, and beisilal is machmir and holds that it is mitame. Aval rus v'shir ashirim v'Esther mitame nesay yadayim. But those three are mitame yadayim. So we see that Esther is mitame nesay yadayim. So we see that Esther is beruach hakodesh. So that's a stira to we just said a second ago that it's not mitame nesay yadayim. Hudamar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, he holds like the Tana Rabbi Yeshua that we just quoted a few moments ago in the Brisa that holds that Esther was not one of the 24 books, well, 23 books, not one of the Kisvei HaKodesh. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Menasi Omer, Koheles Einu Mitames Yadayim. Koheles is not one of the Kisvei HaKodesh, Mipnei Shechachmaso Shel Shlomo Hi, because it's just the wisdom of Shlomo. Amulo, they said to him, V'chizu B'vad Amar, is these the only wise things that Shlomo Melech said? V'lo Kfar Nemar V'edaber Shloshes Alafim Mashal, he said 3,000 different parables. He said a lot of stuff. And therefore, it must be that which is in Koheles is specifically chosen because it is Kisvei HaKodesh. The Omer, and also another proof, Al-Tosif Al-Devar of the Pasuk says, ask Mar, what is that? Maiva Omer, what was that extra thing that you just told me? The Chitema Meimar Tuva Amar, Di'ibai Ichtov, Udi'ibai Lo Ichtov. That Shlomo just picked, basically. What he wanted, he wrote, and what he didn't want, he didn't write. But there's nothing inherently important in that which he wrote. Tashma al Tosif al Devarav. But Shlomo Melech himself said, don't add on to my words. Meaning these were very specific things that I chose. And it must be then that it was because it came through Ruach HaKodesh. Tanya. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemer. Esther was given a Ruach HaKodesh. How do I know? Shenemer Vayomer Haman Bilibo. It says that Haman said in his heart, oh, who did Achashverosh want to give all these amazing things to? Must be to me. How did the author of Megillas Esther know what was going on in Haman's heart? Must be that the writer wrote everything down Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemer. How do I know? Shenemer Vati Esther Noses Chen Beinei Koreah. That Esther was chendik in the eyes of everyone. How do you know that everyone thought she had chen? Must be that you wrote it beruach hakodesh. Reb Meir Omer Esther beruach hakodesh nemar shenemar. How do we know vayivada devar leMordechai that Mordechai knew the plan of Big Son Viseresh? How did Mordechai know it? Must be that Hashem put it into his head. He knew the plan, and therefore we see that ruach hakodesh played a role in Megillas Esther. How that shows that it was written Ruach HaKodesh, okay, that's unclear. The Achronim discussed that, not for now. But we see that Ruach HaKodesh had a role. Rabbi Yossi ben Dumaskis, Omer, Es Ruach HaKodesh Nemer. How do I know that Es was written in Ruach HaKodesh Nemer? Uvabi Zalo Shachulis Yadam. When they won the war, the Jews didn't touch the booty of the enemies. How does he know? How did the author of the Megillah know that far away, people, Jews, didn't touch the booty? Must be he had Ruach HaKodesh. Amr Shmuel Yavihasim. Shmuel says, if I would have been there, Hava Mina Milsa Dadifim Mikulu, I would have said something better than all of them. Shinamar Kimu Vikiblu. The pasuk is Kimu Kiblu. Kimu Lamala Masha Kiblu Lamata. They established above in the heavens that which was accepted below. Above in the heavens, they agreed to the institution that the Bezin below said that you have to read the Megillah. Now how in the world did the author of the Megillah know what was going on up in the heavens? Must be at Ruach HaKodesh. Amar Rava, Lekulu Islu, Pircha. Rava says, I could slug up all the different proofs that are written by Ruach HaKodesh, Lebar Mimid Shmuel, except for the last one of Shmuel, the last Lay Pircha, there's no question. Rabbi Lezer, Savarahu. Rabbi Lezer, who said that you learned it out from Haman, that's logical. The Lavi Inish, the Chashiv Lamalka, Kavasei, there was no one more important in the house of the Melech of Achashverosh, v'hai ki kamafish tuva v'amar adaiti nafshi kamar, and that when he said a lot of words, and he said yavil v'shmachos, bring the king's clothing, v'susa sherachav alav haMelech, and the horse v'shinen tankes haMalchus b'rosho. He said all these amazing things. He's figured adaiti nafshi. It must be what's going on me. Rabbi Akiva, that which Rabbi Akiva said is a proof that Esther was beautiful in everyone's eyes. Rabbi Elazar, Dilma Rabbi Elazar, Yodek Rabbi Elazar, Damar Malamit Shekol Echad VeEchad Did Masa Lo Ku Masa, that all the people thought that she was part of their nation. That's what she looked. So therefore, Mimela, she found favor in everyone's eyes. V'had Rabbi Meir, Dilma Rabbi Chia, and that which Rabbi Meir said that Mordechai knew about Bixan Viserish, maybe it was like Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Damar Bixan Viserish Shnei Tarsiyim Ayu. They were from this place called Tarsiyim. They were Tarsi, and they were speaking the language of Tarsi, and they thought no one understood them, but Mordechai, who was one of the Sanhedrin, understood 70 languages. He understood what they were talking about, and that's how he knew. It wasn't from Ruach HaKodesh. But Rabbi Yossi ben Durmaskis, who said that how could they, the author of Megillas Esther, know what was going on far away, whether they took from the booty or not? Deal with Pistaki Shadr. Maybe Bnei Yisrael sent messengers to tell Mordechai what exactly was going on. The Shmuel Vadai Lesley Pircha. But Shmuel, there's no question on him. Amar Avina, Hainadar Mi'inshi, Ravina said, this is what people say, Tavachada Pilpalta Charifta, it's better to have one sharp pepper, Mimali Tzani Kari, from a whole basket of melons. Like, one sharp comment is better than all the other Tanayim that went ahead and said what they thought. Rav Yosef Amar Mahachar Ravina says, I have a different way of showing it. Vimea Purim Eila Lo Yavu Mitocha Yudim. That Purim will never leave the Yudim. How does he know? Maybe everyone will go off the derech. How can someone make a comment like that that'll never go away? So that's a proof that he had Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Nachman Yisrael Amar Mehacha, V'zichram Lo Yasuf Mizaram, that the remembrance will never go away without Ruach HaKodesh. How do they know what would be in the future? So we're going to stop here.